I remember being at a workshop where the theory was that human beings have kind of the same four generations over and over again. We just cycle through the same generations. I don't know whether that's true or not, but one of the generations is what Tom Brokaw would have referred to as the greatest generation. And what drove that generation was a sense of duty, a sense of obligation, that there was something that was demanded of citizens of the country because they were citizens of the country. There was a connection between the things that they were obligated to do and the benefits they enjoyed. But Jesus takes a different tack with obligation. Obligation is certainly necessary. He is not throwing away the sense that we are obligated to do some things. And those things are quite obvious, I think. Jesus expects us to be kind to other people. Jesus expects us to be generous with our resources. Jesus expects us to be concerned about those who are on the peripheries of society. But Jesus also wants something more. He wants us not to be motivated solely by obligation, but by love. That we are generous with what we have because we can see in the people who are in need the person of Jesus himself. We are kind to other people because we can see and love the person of Jesus in other people. We do what we do because we love Jesus. And because of the high human dignity that all human beings enjoy, we see in every human being the dignity of one created in the image and likeness of God. To be sure, this is not always easy. I'll be the first to admit it. There are some people that are hard to be kind to. There are others who one could worry about, well, what are they going to do with this generous gift that I give them? Will they be good stewards of the resources that they're given? Will they use it for something good? But we need to take as our model the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who gave himself completely because of love for us.